Here's a question. Does the gift of evangelism, the way we think of it, exist? Is it a true spiritual gift? All the gifts exist. You know, sometimes people will say to me, what's happened to all of these things? Like, we don't seem to have a lot of gifted people around. And people will say to me, we don't have any gift in our local church. Well, the only way you can have no gift in your local church is to have no people. Because every person has been gifted. The scripture says, the Spirit has given to everyone for all to profit. Oh, they say, well, what we mean is we don't have any public gift. We don't have any teaching gift. Say, well, if the one is an argument against the Holy Spirit, the second is a charge against the Lord Jesus, because he equips the local bodies with what they need. He, from the head, every need is supplied. What you really mean is we don't have any developed gift. Ah, well, that's your responsibility, to stir up the gift within you. That's a different thing. And we'll be looking at the subject of gifts and stirring up gift, how to discover and develop our own gifts and so on. But when we looked very briefly at it the other night, we noticed there were certain sign gifts. They have passed. There are certain foundation gifts. The church rests on them. But as far as their functioning, we have that in the Word of God. We don't have those people today. But as far as the other gifts are concerned, yes, they are all actively given to the church. The question is whether we're stirring them up and using them. That's the issue. Now, these evangelists that we read about in this passage, they weren't just teachers of these things. They were practitioners of them. So when Paul went out preaching, he never went out preaching alone. And he didn't just take one man with him. We talk about the Paul-Timothy pattern, but it was Paul plus Timothy, Titus, Epaphroditus, Mark, Luke, Barnabas, Demas, Silas. He had a whole crew of men. Didn't have all of them all the time, but he was constantly working and in touch with a lot of different men, and he was helping them develop their gifts as well. So the evangelist will be actively engaged in the gospel. He'll be reaching out into new areas, but in the process, he will be very conscious of the fact that his responsibility is to equip the saints so they can do that work. When we open up the book of Acts, we saw this the other evening, they all went out with the gospel. Everybody was involved in witnessing. Not everyone was an evangelist, but everyone could be a witness. And I think we need to get back to that idea. Very often what happens is the evangelist comes in to do the work that the local Christian should be doing. Say, well, we'll get him in for a few weeks, and he can knock on all the doors of our neighbors. I see. Wouldn't it be better if you knocked on the doors of your neighbors? Like, you're the one who's the neighbor, right? Why should a stranger come in and knock on the door of my neighbors? Well, because we pay him to do it, I guess. I don't know what the story is there, but the fact is that we are responsible for our neighbors, not some traveling preacher. The role of the evangelist is to help the saints so they know how to do the work. Yes, he'll be there with them. Yes, he'll work with them, but he's not having the meetings. We're having the meetings, and he just happens to be the speaker. We ought to be working together in this. So there are evangelists in every age. We're not always developing the evangelists the way we should, but God has gifted us with all the evangelists we need. Evangelism is different than witnessing in that sense. We've all been called to be witnesses, and the evangelists are here to help us develop in that way.